said, the shiur this week is being sponsored by anonymous donor.
Pleasure to be here and share with you. The Mishnah on Kuf Gimel Amid Beis. HaMekabel Sada Mechavero V'hu Beis HaShalchin or Beis HaIlon. If he's Mekabel, now first, before we start with this, we have to we mocked him. there's really four different categories, actually. The Perek here deals with two of them. But there's a regular Seicher who pays money to rent a field or rent a house, whatever it is. You pay your money, and whatever happens there is the business of the Seicher. The Masker has nothing to do with it whatsoever. Then on the other hand, there is an Oris. An Oris is someone who's really an employee. The Bailim provides everything, the seed, whatever expenses there are to run this field, that comes from the Balabayas, and the Oris is an employee, and he shares a certain percentage of what the payers of the field are. Then there's two other things. Then there's a makabel and a choicher. Now the difference is azoy. The choicher is really much very close to that of a regular soicher. The only nafkamina is that instead of money being what you pay for the schirus, is he agrees to give him a certain number of kurim, a certain measure, not a percentage, but a certain measure of what the field produces. That's a chaycher. A mekabel is someone who undertakes all the expenses. Now, the Bailam has to give him a field, and maybe, according to many Rishonim, it's a machlekes Rishonim, whether he has to give him the tools to run the field, or he doesn't have to give him the tools, but the expenses for seed and for fertilizer, all that stuff that goes to run the field, that's what the mekabel has to expend, and he gets the lion's share in most cases of the mekabel, which differs from an oris. Oris may get a third of the chves, a quarter, a third, or 35%, whatever the deals could be, whatever it is. But generally speaking, a mekabel gets the rive of what comes out of the field, and the bailam gets a certain percentage. Just to know that these are not things that are limited to the time of the Gemara of the agrarian society. Generally speaking, the schiris agreements in shopping centers are that you pay a base rent plus a percentage of the sales. So basically, if someone rents a store in a shopping center, he's generally a real mekabel. The mamish has this din of the mekabel. So that it's the halachas that come out of this perek are things that are nogeya maisa in the world as it exists. So anyway, there's a mekabel here, who's mekabel sada mechavera v'hu beis hashalchin or beis ha'ilon. It's a field that needs. The rainwater is not enough for the peiris to grow. You have to be able to. You have to have a source of water to make it work. So yovish hamayin v'nikta so ilon ena menakeloi min chakuroi. This mission over here goes back and forth with the Lashon of Mekabel and the Lashon of Chayker. Pashtus, as we'll see from the Gemara in a moment, that this din, the din of this Mishnah, is true by both. That's one of the Yesodistic lines in this whole Perek. Makes a difference, as we'll see, in Kama V'Kama Dvorim. Im Amar Loi Chakir Li Soda Beis HaShalchin O Soda Beis HaIlon Zeh. But, and here this is a whole shaila in the Gemara, what it's talking about. Who said, who's talking to whom? Is the machker talking, or is the chayker talking, and is it pashit that the chayker is always pashtis? I mean, that's also machlekes rishonim in the end of the Gemara by Ravina, what Ravina holds, whether he holds that if a chayker says, I'm renting from you as a chayker, for a certain amount of the product, of the, a certain amount of kurim of this field, I'm renting from you this the base of Elon, the Shaila, whether he has to be standing in it, has to say Zeh, those are all different pratim in the Sugyas HaGemara. But if it's a situation where it seems to be that it was this particular thing, is Menakeloi Min Chakurai. So here you can make, you can be menake, you can change the deal. Now we'll see. You can change the deal. That's what this Mishnah says. Freg di gemara kasha, heichi domi viazei this. What's happening here? What's the yovish? Ilema de yovish nara rabo. Apparently, the way things were, and it's probably true still in many places. You have, how do you, when you need to irrigate a field, so there's a main river, and off the river there are little streams that come into the fields. So if the Nara Rabba dries up, it means that the entire source of water is gone, and it's really Eis Beis HaShalchin. So it's Reg Di Gemara Kasha. Hey Chidami. Let's say this is a Makas Medina. Now, this we have to know. The Mishnah, and that's one of the problems that we have to understand. There's a Mishnah Vayter on Daf Kufei Amid Beis, where the Mishnah says, HaMekabel Soda Mechaveroi V'Ochlo Chogov Od Nisrafo. In Makas Medina he menakelo min chakuroi, v'meina Makas Medina eino menakelo min chakuroi. Okay, Zot the Gemara. So this Mishnah says, if you're mekabel asoda mechaveroi, and the crops got destroyed by a chogov or by some other kind of pestilence or got burnt up. So if it's a Makas HaMedina means, there are various definitions of it, but basically speaking, Makas HaMedina means that everybody around this area had the same problem. So if everybody around here has the same problem, so Stamazai, we understand that the difference between a Makabal and a Chayker is that Be'etzem, a Makabal is really a Shutif with the Seicher, because a Yais that the Makabal is going to give the maskir a certain percentage of the crops, a certain percentage of what's happening. So he's really sort of a partner with him in what's happening here. Mashen kein a chayker is really a seicher who's taking everything over. The only shaykhis that there is here, that hayyos that lechatchila, he's supposed to give him whatever number of kurim he was the deal. He has to give him from this field. So that gives him somewhat of a shaychus, but not certainly the same level of what a Makabel has. So the Gemara says over here, the Gemara defines what's Makas HaMedina. The Makas HaMedina is like if there's a general problem. So what's the chilik? The chilik is azoy. When you're a Makabel and he's sort of a shutif with you, so if it's a Makas HaMedina, you can't say that this tzara that happened is the mazel of the seicher, is the mazel of the mekabo, and has nothing to do with the bialim. Because heyoistad, it happened to everybody, then they both have to share, they both have to share it in this problem. In this problem. Oh, Masha ain't came, and that's also true by a chayker. That even though the chayker is not a real he's not a real partner in this deal, he's not in Gansen a real partner in this deal. He only has a little bit of a shaykhis because lechatchila, the crop is supposed to come from here. And lemaisa, those din we have to know also, there's a little bit of, if the chayker wants, he can go buy those korim in the street and give it to him. He's not mechuyev to give him necessarily from the from what grew in this in this in this field, and if, but if he's yadoy al ha'yoyna, he can decide to give it to him. Lemushel, the stuff came out not so good; wasn't such a gevaldik crop, right? So the machker can't come and tell him, listen, I want you to go buy the better tzvua in the street and give me the kurim. He can give him the shvacha ones from this field, right? Miduch gisa, he's also yodo aloyoyna, that if he has very special stuff and he can go give him others that he buys on the street if that could be cheaper for him. But so the machker's relationship is somewhat less. However, the Gemara says that if it's a makas hamedina, if it's a makas hamedina, so even the machker has to suffer, you change the deal. Now, here comes a very important issue. The Gemara says, back on Kuvdalet Amir Aleph, right after the Mishnah of Hamakabal Sodom Mechaveroi, Zot the Gemara, Omer Rav Papa, Hani Tarti Masnisa Komaisa. The first two Mishnahs, the first Mishnah in the Perek, which I'm a couple sort of a chavero about what things you have to do when the crop finishes. Do you leave the? It's, there was different minhagim. Either you're kaitzer everything that's left and leave it a clean field, or you leave that stuff there so it should become fertilizer. It's totally in the minigamokum. And this Mishnah of Mekabel Soda Mechavera Vubesa Shalchin Zokt Rav Papa Hani Tarti Masnisa Kamaisa Mishkachasla Bain Bechakranusa Bain Bekablanusa. These two Mishnayas, the dinim of these Mishnayas apply to both a Mechabel and to a Chayker. Masha Einkein, the later Mishnayasin that come is Mishkach is mikan v'elach the isa v'kablanusa less of v'chakranusa, the isa v'chakranusa less of v'kablanusa. What comes later is either by one or the other, but not by both. Okay. Memela, so now we have a problem. Al korchach, this Gemara is telling us, the pashtus of how to read this Gemara is, that this din of a mikabel sodom v'chavero v'och l'chogov, onisrafo, imakas amedina hi, Menakeloi min chakurai, that's only going by a chayker. Unazei zokt Rashi mefurish on that Mishnah. Zokt Rashi, makas hamedina mefurish b'gemora, v'ho lesa ela b'chakranusa. Di b'kablanusa, mai menake ike, ma sheyim tzu yachloiku. In other words, over here, he's supposed to get a percentage of what grows. So if Achla Chogov happened to destroy 60% of the crop and you're only left with 40%, so he gets his percentage from that 40%. But there is no din that you can... Now, we have to understand something else. This whole halacha that you say, Menakeloi min chakurai, what it means is you have a right to change the deal. Dahainu. The deal was, I'm going to give you per year 20 kurim. If there's some kind of a loss like this, I can change that amount to 10 kurim, to 5 kurim. I have a right to change the deal. The other, by Kablanusa, when there is a loss, like Rashi learns Pshat in this Mishnah, there's a loss over here because the Achla Chagav, so there's less product, right? You're not changing the deal. The deal was you get a percentage of what comes. The percentage is less, so that's what you get less. But the deal doesn't change. That's what the Pshat in this Gemara means. The Chebazoi, when the Gemara asked the Kasha back on Kuf Gimel, the Gemara asked the Kasha of Makabel Soda Mechaveroi, and it's a Beis HaShalchin, that particular case. So the Gemara asks, what happened? Is Yavish Nara Rabba? So Mainum and Lakilo Michakuroi. So Rashi Al Korchach has to learn that the Pshat is. The Baal the Mishnah later on is only by Chayker, not by Makabel. This Kasha is only on part of what this Mishnah is talking about. Because the Gemara said, that Rav Papa said, this Mishnah goes by both. So Al Korchach, the Gemara's Kasha can only be on one part of it. Because on the other one, so now that the water source went away and the peiros are going to be less, so just give him a lesser chelik of the peiros. Aber l'maisa, l'chaira, Rav Papa is telling us that this Mishnah, that there's such a thing that even a Makabel can change a deal. That by Beis HaShalchin, even a Makabel can change a deal. Because otherwise, what's really the nafgamina between Achla Chagav, that the Chagav ate the Paris, and the water source disappeared? Why should those two Mishnahs be together? L'chaira in the Gemara, it seems, this Mishnah is talking by Beda, and this Mishnah isn't. So that's one problem that we're going to have to deal with. Why that's so? How to understand that? But Vashteitzach HaKor, but it even gets more interesting for us, because Vashteitzach the Rambam is going to learn differently than Rashi. The Rambam in Schiris, on these halachas, Per Ches, halacha Dalet and Hey, so the Rambam says, Haseicher O Hamakabel Soda Mechaveroi. Clearly says both. The Ochlo Chogov O Nishtadfa. It got spoiled. Im Ira Dover Ze, Le Rive Sodais, if it happened to Rive Sodais Shaloise Ir, Minakeloi Mechakoiroi Hakol Lefi Hefzit Shiru. But in Lo Pashto Amakab Rav Sadeis, it's not Menake, because we say that's all the loss of the Makabel and the it's all the loss of the certainly of the Chayker. On the Makabel, of course, the regular deal will be the same. But the Rambam is saying clearly that it's not just he gets less of his deal. There's a parsha over here. You can change the deal. The parsha over here says you can change the deal. So the Mefarsh, what?
Like a percentage.
What?
It sounds like from the Rambam it's a percentage. If it caused a half the crop to be lost, it sounds like he gets half
the... What the Rambam is saying is, it's not the pshat, that let's say the Chagav ate up 40% of the Paris, right? So now the pshat is, you're going to have to... So normally, instead of getting, say, 30% of 100 bushels, he's going to get 30% of no, it's by the regular deal, he's going to get
30%. No, he's not getting a percentage. He's getting a set amount.
But we're talking about Makabel. The Chiddush of the Rambam over here is that the Rambam is learning not like what Rashi said. Rashi said that changing the deal by Ochla Chogov is only by a Chayker. Mashenke by Makabel, he just gets a lesser amount according to what the output of this field was. But you don't change the deal. You don't make a difference in the deal. It's just, instead of this field producing 1,000 bushels of whatever product it was, the field is only going to produce 400, so he gets much less as a percentage. But it's not changing the deal. When the Rambam says over here, Asaychor Makabel Soda, right? So if it happened to Raiva Sodais, so Menakeloi Mechakurai Akolofi Hefset Shiiru, means you can change the deal. Not just by Chaiker, but even by Makabel. And that's the kasha that the Magid Mishnah and the Lechem Mishnah, they ask this. The Gemara says Mefurish, Rav Papa Zotach, that these Mishnayos are only talking by Chaiker, not by Makabel. You can't change the deal for the Makabel. He only gets a lesser amount at the same percentage that the original deal was, but you can't change the deal.
Change the deal. He seems to see that as a percentage. You get the lesser percentage.
No, just 1 second. You don't get a lesser percentage. You get a lesser amount.
And that's amount, yeah. So that's the same thing.
No, that's not the same thing. No, that's not the same thing. He's saying, the pashtus of what the Rambam is saying is that you can change the deal. Pirish. I offered you as a makabel to give you 30% of what's, but now because of this situation, I can change the percentage number too.
But where does it say that in the Rambam?
Hasoicher or Makabel Soda Mechaveroi. He says it on both of them. Otherwise, you should say only Hasoicher, not a Makabel. He says Hasoicher or Makabel Soda Mechaveroi Vochlo Chogov O Nishtatvo Im Ira Dovrzel Roy Vasoda Shloi Soir Menakeloi Michakoiroi Hakol Lefi Hefset Sheiru. Change the deal. But that's not changing the deal. By a chayker, you have to change the deal. Remember, a chayker is a set amount of bushels.
Right, but how much would you change, if that's true, how much would you change the deal by?
So I'll tell you. So, all right, that's fine. That's what we have to fartaych. First, let's hear what the kasha is. Let's understand what the question is. The question is, why should you be able to change the deal by a makabel? The Rambam says you can. Now you're not just giving him less because there's less product.
Maybe that's all the Rambam means.
No, that he doesn't have to say that. Then he should say, like Rashi says, hachaker mechavero, you can change the chaker. And leave the makabel out of it. That we know already. He only gets what comes out of it. He doesn't get more.
Why does Rambam say nimakaloi mechakiroi?
Because he uses those words. That's throughout the whole thing. They use it interchangeably. Some want to be matche the Rambam this way, but lemaisa, the Rambam is clearly saying that you can change the deal by both. That's what seems to be from the Rambam. So the Maisa is Azoi. There's a Gemara. We'll try to be Mevara what this Machloikis is all about. Is Azoi. The Gemara says on Kufdalad Omid Beis, there's a very interesting Gemara, and on that the Rashba, there's a Machloikis, the Rashba, and the Ramban, and that will help us understand what we're dealing with. The Gemara says on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis a following case. Hahu Gavra, it's the third line above the white lines. Hahu Gavra the Kabel Ara L'Shumshimi. He was Mekabel that I'm going to plant Shumshimin, but instead Zora Chiti. He planted Chitim instead of Shumshimin. Now, the reason he wanted them to plant shumshamin is because the price of shumshamin is considerably higher normally than chitim. But chitim does less damage to the ground. So what happened? Avdo chiti kishumshami, the price of chitim went up that it was equal to that of the shumshamin. So sova Rav Kahana lemeimar. So Rav Kahana holds, you know what he can do now? So he's supposed to give him 30% of the product of the shumshamin. So he's going to tell him, you know what? I saved you. I saved your field from a certain amount of deterioration. The field is in better shape than if I would have planted shumshamin. So I'm going to take off an amount of money that because I paid you by giving you a better field back. I paid you by giving you a better field back. And then this is the reason why that makes a little bit of sense is because when you make a deal with somebody, right? So you assume, you're telling him, I want you to plant shumshamin. I know that this is going to cost me so much. And therefore, I'm going to take a lesser percentage from you because the deal will be affected by that amount. So now he's telling him, look, I'm giving you 30% of chitin that's worth the same amount as the shumshamin. But I'm giving you back next year when this deal finishes, you're getting a field that's much better. So I've given you that back, and therefore I can deduct that from the amount of chitim that I have to give you. That's what Rav Kahana holds. Zok de Gemara. Amri Inchi, Kocha Sha'ara. Below likchashmara. So Gemara says, "Kachasharvelo." So leave that. Let him have. Don't take away any money from the or any tfuah from the bialim. He has to get whatever he's supposed to get. Now, the Rashba brings a Ramban. I gotta find it here. Kosov Ramban, the Dafke be Kablonus, Dafke by Kablonus. The Mitoich Shohi Yochel Kaifel Lazaro Shum Shemin, Vibald by Kablonus. You're really a shutif with him, and you can force him. Look, I rented you this field, the Dafke, to plant Shum Shemin. If the pshat was, the hakir was, I want you to give me 20 bushels of shumshamin as the hakira the gedin over there, then. Kivin Shishina Yoda Akhata Abu Khaikar, Minakala Min Chikurai, the Me Kaksha De Ara. He can take off from the amount of he promised him 40 bushels of Shumshamin, so he'll take off 4 or 5 to represent the amount, the value of what the property is better because he didn't plant, because he planted Chitanim instead of Shumshamin. So there he can there and what's the raya? Because his own mashama Rav Papa. That's what Rav Papa said. That and this is after the second Mishnah, right? That whatever comes later, then this is already after the third Mishnah. So whatever comes later is only by one and not by it's never by both. Azayzok the Ramban, because based on Rav Papa's din, Rav Papa is saying only the first two Mishnayos apply to both Chayker and Kablon. Masha'en came the Mishnayos and the Gemaras that are on those Mishnayos. That's how they understand that the Rishonim, that whatever comes in the Sugya later on, that all is either by one and not by the other. Zok the Rashba, I don't agree. I don't agree. So the Rashba Azoy. So the Rashba. Vanitoma bedinoi. The chisashka mora b'chakiras v'lo sashka mora v'lo sashka v'lo. It doesn't make sense that this shouldn't be going on both. L'adain taimo malik. If you tell me, your deal is with the man. It's not with the land. Memela, forget about it. You made the land better. You didn't make the land better. It has nothing to do with it. Your deal with him is strictly what you promised him monetarily or percentage-wise or how many kurim you're going to give him. Tikhash, you're not going to be makhish the bailim. You're not going to take off from what he's supposed to get. Aye, so what's the pshat in Rav Papa? Aye, ud Rav Papa, the Omar the Isa bekablanuso lesa bechakranuso, lo linyan dina komar. He's not saying this as a fast rule that everything that comes later here is only by one and not by the other. He's only saying that ela loymer, the hadiktani bilvad bekablanuso. Some of the things that were learned only about Kablon. Lo itzrich l'mishni u'lashmin et v'chakrenusa de pshitahi. There's some of the things that are so poshet that you don't have to tell me that it's by both, but it is by both. He means only that there are some things that will be by one by not, but not by the other, but it's not exclusively that way that you have to say that everything that comes after this is by one and not by the other. It can be by both. Azay zok de Rashba. So mail the Kasha or the Rambam, that how can he learn that the later Mishnah goes by both of them? How can he learn that the later Mishnah goes by both of them when the Rashba is saying it's not muchrich to be that way? There's some things that are so poshut that will be by both. So mail, we have to understand, how does the Rambam understand the din of the Mishnah? Why isn't it enough to take off of the Mekabel the fact that the Chagovim ate up 40% of the produce and now there's only 60% left, so he's getting a lesser amount? Why do you have to change the deal? Zot Ribbiser Zalman. A very, very interesting idea, and it's important for both, for even the case by the Mishnah before too, I believe. He says like this. He says, when somebody's mekabel, let's say a beinonisdik field, a field that requires a certain amount of work to make it run. So you establish a percentage that's based that the bailim of the field should get this number, whatever it is, based on the amount of work that a person has to put into it to make it work. Now what happens if something comes along and the Chagovim eat up a certain part of it? Now he's got much more work to do. He's got to put a lot more effort to maintain what's left. He has to work harder to maintain what's left. And Memela, he may have a right to say, look, the percentages have to change now because this field is no longer a Beinonis field. It's a Ziburis field. And a Ziburis field, if I undertook the work for a Ziburis field, you'd get a lesser percentage from me than if you'd get from a better field. So that's what the Gemara is saying. In other words, that there's such a thing of there's such things that happen that if it changes the level of avoda that the makabel has to put in, even to maintain the lesser produce, he has a right to say, we got to change the numbers. So it's not only you're going to get less because there's less produce, you're going to get a lesser percentage as well. And that's what the Rambam holds. And he can hold that way, because Lemaisa, the Rashba is telling us that it's not muchrach to say that everything that comes later is only by one thing and not by the other. But now we still have the kasha to understand why Taka is the Mishnah about the Beis HaShalchin. Why is that really different than the later Mishnah? And I think over here, there's a Meir de Kechilik, and that's why the two Mishnayos are separate. Because the Pshat is, Nisrafad or Nishtafad or Achla Chagov is something that happens, you know, later on in the growth situation. The business of the Beis HaShalchin, of the water source disappearing, that can happen even at the very beginning. I mean, you can't, the chagav can't eat the produce until it's grown, right? But if you lose your water source at the very beginning of the planting season, nothing's going to come up. And if the pshat is, so over here in this case, the deal certainly has to change, even by both. Why? Because over here, I rented from you a field, either as a chayker or as a mekabel, a field that has a water supply, and now I have to work without a water supply. That's much harder. The whole deal has to change, simply because it happens at a time where it's not the pshat, just the outcome is being affected. The Gantz HaVayda, the whole thing is changing completely. And Ad Kedei Kach, it could be that if it happens at a certain time, at very, very early in the process, he can say, I'm out of here. I'm not giving you anything, because this is not what we made this a Mekach Tos Kemat. I wanted a Beis HaShalchin. And the Gemara talks about them. It depends, you know, how specific they were about this specific field. That's a whole sugya in the Gemara also, on this business. But Lemaisa, the whole din of Beis HaShalchin, because the water source is such an integral chelik of being able to do anything, right? So there it's poshet that not just are you going to get less product at the percentage that you wanted, but over here, I can change the deal. I have a right to come. It's a reasonable request of mine to come and ask that the deal be changed, because everything is different. It's not the same thing. If it's only the tircha of bringing water from someplace else, so that he has to, from the Nar Gadol, that the Mishnah says he can't even take off from the Chayker, because that the Gemara of the Mishnah understands that that's not going to make a specific tragic change in the situation. But Lebaisa, if it's a thing that the Iker water source is gone, and who knows, you know, what you have to do, I have a right to say, look, this is not what I was makabel to do. It's not possible at the rates that we worked, that we talked about, to have this happen. And Memela, you got to change the deal. You have to change the deal. Memela, that's why this Mishnah comes beforehand, because it's different be'etzim. The later Mishnah is talking about something that happens after the peres have grown. This Mishnah is talking about something that could happen, that has to happen earlier. I mean, once the peres have grown and the Mayan goes away, big deal. So that's not going to affect this year that I rented from you. But Avada, if the Mayan disappears or the water source disappears, Avada, that's something that happens at the beginning of the process. And in Mele, it changes the whole metzias of the relationship. I would never give you this kind of a percentage for a field without the water source. And in Mele, that's why this Mishnah Avada applies to both of them. Because Be'etzem, the ganze metzias changes. It's not just that the outcome was affected. The whole avoda is different. All that he has to do is a completely different object. Memela, that's taka why. The Rambam can learn the Gemara very, very well that the kasha that they're asking, that if it happened everywhere else, amayin aminakeloi mechakura, freshtetzach, even on a makabel you can change the deal. Because the whole thing changed. And the later Gemara also holds, even where the shaila is, even by the or something that happens later, you have a right to change the deal. You certainly have a right to change the deal at the earlier time. Memela, the Rambam can read the Gemara's Kasha because of the way he's learning, like the Rashba, that in the later thing, even a Makabel can change the deal. It's certainly true that you can change the deal here. But the reason the Mishnayos are separate is because they're dealing with two different kinds of problems. One is a problem that happens at the beginning of the growing season, at the beginning of their whole deal, and the other one is al korchach, something that happens later on when the peiros are ready to be harvested. What? Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let me see. Yeah. I want to share with you a very interesting ideas. Did it ever occur to any of you that the leadership roles in Klal Yisrael all come from the Bnei Leah? Leviah, Kohuna, Taira, Malchus, Yaidei Bina Leitim, it's all Leah. And L'chaira Rochel is the Akeres Habayis. Why is it that all of this, all of the incredibly important leadership issues in Klal Yisrael rested the Bnei Leah? So I want to share with you a very interesting idea. The Chazal say, Ein Leah Rakis. Why? She was crying because the Welt hat gesagt, Tagdola Logodol of Hakotten Liktana. She didn't want to be Ace of Zivuk. The emes is, she was Ace of Zivuk. She was the parallel koiches to Esav. Esav's koiches are nizgovim. V'horaya, Western civilization. Everything that we have in our world today is all a poel yotzi of Esav. The whole development of our world, as we have it, in technology, in leadership, in government, vodavilst, it's all Esav. It's Esav at koiches nizgovim, and that's why Yitzchak understood this. He wanted to possibly append Yitzchak. I mean, Yitzchak wanted to append Esav to the situation. Freshtetzach Rivkin knew better because the Navi told her, Loim Eloim Yamatz V'Rav Yavut Zoyer, it's not going to work. Okay. Ober Lamaisa, the koiches are there. Leah brings those, when Yaakov Avinu buys the Bechaira, Leah brings those koiches into Klal Yisrael. Rachel's Avaida, Rachel's is the Zivug of Yaakov. Yaakov is Vahoya Beis Yaakov Le'esha Beis Yosef Lehova Beis Esav Lekash. Yaakov is the Koyach of Hisnagdus to Umis Ha'olam. Rachel is the match to those Koyches. And that's why Rachel Mevaka Alboneha. That's why Rachel the Mama Rachel is the one who is responsible for us in Golos. While the Mama Rachel has the koiches of Yaakov that give us the koiach neged umas ha'olam. That's why, so Memela, the internal leadership issues in Klal Yisrael, that comes from Leah. Thus is Bnei Leah. The external leadership koiches in Klal Yisrael come from Rachel. And the interesting thing is, in last week's Parsha Vayigash, the Hashgacha made it happen. In other words, the machlekes between the brothers were because Yosef had dreams where he thought he was the Melech. He claimed that there were being Megalehem, that he has a Malchus. It becomes Nisbarer that Avadi is a Melech in Mitzrayim. He's a Melech klape chutz. He's not a Melech internally. And where does Yosef find out about that? When Yehuda forces him to change his plans. His plan was, I'm taking Binyamin as a hostage. Yaakov will come down. The second column will be Niskayim. And then I'll tell them who I am. And Yehuda forces him and said, no. He doesn't, of course, he doesn't know that he's talking to Yosef. But Achar HaMaisa, what happened over here is Yosef has to knuckle under to Yehuda and reveal himself earlier in order to be mevarer that with the Teich Klal Yisrael, Yehuda's the Melech, not Yosef. Memeles Yehuda Sholach Lefanav Laharis Lefanav Gaishna. That's internal in Klal Yisrael to make the Beis Lofana. That's an internal thing. Yosef Hutnish to them. Where it comes to who of the brothers are going to go to Paro, that's Yosef's business. But the Shtelzachos weiter too. That's why Milchemes Lamed Aleph Melochim of conquering Eretz Yisrael is Yehoshua as a Melech. The Gemara says Mefurish in Bava Basra that Yeshua is a Din Melech. And he's the one who conquers the Lamed Aleph Melochim because that's the external affairs, Malchus of, that's what the Yosef is. Yosef is the external affairs Melech. They can't leave Mitzrayim without the Atzmas Yosef, because they need the Atzmas Yosef with them in order to be able to be misnaget to the Umas Olam. And that's the Pshat in the Mashiach ben Yosef also, is the Koyach Neged Umas Olam. But internally, Yehuda is the Melech. The one issue, but it also has to be B'nai Rachel, the one issue that has to be B'nai Binyamin is Mechias Amalek. Why? Because Chazal say, Mordechai lo yichre ve lo yishtacheveh. He didn't bow down to Haman. Why? Because Binyamin didn't bow down to Esav. So Mele, Mordechai lo yichre ve lo yishtacheveh. So Pshat Zazoy, if I bow down to you today, doesn't mean that you won't bow down to me tomorrow. There's nothing to do with it. But once I bow down to you, I've accepted your existence, and I can't do mechia. Memela, when Yoshua goes and fights Amalek, it says Vayachalosh Yoshua Samolik v'samol fichar. Does kenar talk? But when we need to make mechia Samolik, then only Binyamin can do that. Only Binyamin can do that, and that's why the two instances that we had of the possibility of mechia Samolik is Shaul and Mordechai. That's why it has to be that way. But it has to be the B'nai Rachel. Because that, the koyach of the B'nai Rachel is the koyach neged umas ha'olam. Another poel yotze of the fact that Binyamin didn't bow down to Esav is that that's why the Kodesh HaKodoshim is in the chelek of Binyamin. Because that purity, that wasn't, that there wasn't a hachna to the koyach of Esav, makes that Binyamin has a certain kedusha that none of the other shvatim have. Legabe that the Kodesh HaKadoshim has to be in the chelik of Binyamin, and all of this is really part. You have to understand that Bereishis is the Sefer Yetzira. There's a big change in Bereishis that happens in Parshas Vayishlach. Yaakov Avinu, when he has his milchama with the Sar Shel Esav, and the Sar Shel Esav gives him the Shem Yisrael, which is the shame of our destiny, of Kisarisim Imalkim Imanoshim Vatuchal, Yaakov has completed his Mais of a similar bonim as an Av. Now comes the story with Dina. Now comes the story with Dina. Umitamol, the Hechrish Yaakov ad Bayam. He waits for his sons to come, and they take over. The pshat is, from here to the end of Bereishis, is the Sefer Yetzira of the Shiftei Koh. And all the Maisim that happen, yeah, are the Maisim that define the Shiftei Koh. I might have left out a riot about the Leah's role as the Zivug of Esav. The Gemara says that there's a taina on Yaakov Avinu because he hid Dina. And the Chazal say, what it was? Because Dina could have been Mazerim Lamutiv. It's Dina Bas Leah. She has Leah's koiches. She has the parallel koiches to an Esav. She could have affected him. I mean, Mela, that's what the Chazal say. There's a Tviya in Yaakov. So there's a riot to this idea that Be'etzem, that's the Koichas of Leah, and that's what she brings into Klal Yisrael. And everything that happens, the whole machlekes between the brothers and the story of Shimon Velevi, all of this is all because the Torah is defining for us the various koiches hanefesh of the shiftei koh. And lemaisa, you see a mirror de gezach. Shimon Velevi seemed to be the ones, besides Reuven, who in the Birchas Yaakov, they get teichocha. It's not really teichocha. It's teaching up what their midas are, and there's such a thing, there are many, many midas. I said this in another context too. It's a very interesting zach. Avram sends Eliezer to go to Lavan, to Lavan Harami, yeah, to Besuel and Lavan, to go get a wife for Yitzchak. What's our grace at tzaddik? Is the Lavan Harami? They're the Lavan Harami. That's where you're taking, and Ulai Leisove Asher Lelecha Zacharai. Chazal say that he had a daughter Eli. You see from how he touched up what Rivka has to be, you see clearly, as a good verstanden, what the shidduch for Yitzchok should be. Uner hat a tochter that obviously has those midas and everything, is ready for it, and you can't take it. Why not? The chilek is azoy. Why is Eved Avodim, what Chom did, the hashchasa of Chom, Hashchasa is a midah that's be'etzem ra. It's the atzmius. So even if Eli could control it, but that midah is within her zach. Ramos is not a bad thing. How does the Navi describe to us Shlomo HaMelech? What story does the Torah tell? Does the Navi tell us that describes the Chochmah of Shlomo HaMelech? Yeah, that the two women were fighting over who's the child is, and he comes with this arma. Yeah, we'll cut the child in half and see who complains. Yeah, what's the pshat? The pshat is ba'achicha b'mirma b'chochmasa. The pshat is azoy. Ramos is the abuse of guile. There's guile that can be used letoy, but it can be abused as well. It's not be'etzem a bad mita. It's in application evil, but it's not be'etzem evil. In fact, it is a dover. That's what the Navi is teaching us. It's teaching us that the chachmasa of a dayan, the chachmasa of a manik, has to be with guile. He has to use arma. He has to use arma, chachmasa, because be'etzem, when it's applied right, it's a maila gedayla. Memela, Rivka understood, and Rivka comes with that midah, and what does she use it for? To dress up Yaakov like Esav, so he can go, and keep Yitzchak from creating a situation where Yaakov is meshubet Esav. So she used the arma that she yarshined for a dover type. Memela, the midas of our shiftei koh, even the ones that he criticized, are really midas that are things that, when they're abused, they're wrong. When they're used properly, they're right. Now I'll give you a halken bi Yaakov afitzen bi Yisrael. State in Chazal that ein lecha seifrim umalamde tinoikas They're all from Shevet Shimon. Why? Because Shimon was the instigator. Levi is the kanoi. Shimon, as the instigator, can foment revolution. The Rebbe, who is an instigator, can turn Talmidim on to become Gevaldik Ibnei Torah. It's the same midah. The same midah that can that the person can foment rebellion is the same midah that can turn Talmidim on to Torah. Kanos is you do things and you don't care about what everybody thinks about it. You don't care what the consequences are, what the issues are. I'm doing my thing and I don't care what everybody else thinks. That's the kayach of Levi. Levi was impervious to what was going on around him. Ulekach, state Rambam, in Perek Aleph of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Yaakov Avinu took Levi uminu reish v'hishiva b'yeshiva, and they kept the Messiah of Yaakov Avinu in Mitzrayim, ad kedekach, that everybody else was Avodah Zarah, that Chazal say, me'elam lo ovat shevet Levi Avodah Zarah. Why? Because he's a kanoi, he can be in the yeshiva, and doesn't care what's going on around him, he's not going to be affected by it, kol ikar, they can keep the faith. That's the use of that. When Lemaise Eshteltzochois, later on, there's a Meir de Gezach, in the brachas of Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Zayis HaBracha, Shimon isn't mentioned. And Levi's bracha is Hafle Vafela. Why? Because from the Maisa of Pinchas and Zimri, Pinchas had genutzt the kanos against Zimri, who was fomenting a revolution against Moshe Rabbeinu's authority. So that's what happened. Levi had gewiesen that he can control his midah and use it where it's supposed to be used. Yeah. When Shimon had given that they still has a problem. And in Mela, that's why Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't mention Shimon directly in the brachas of in the Zayis HaBracha. Shimon is not mentioned. So it's mamish this dover that all of the second half of Sefer Bereishis is mamish the mice is the Sefer Yetzira of Shivtei Koh, and the definition of the various kaiches of Shivtei Koh. And by the way, also it also affects Menashe and Ephraim, right? Yaakov switched his hands and he says, I know what I'm doing. So you see, but both of them had kaiches. Avada, Ephraim had Yeshua. Yeshua comes from Ephraim. Menashe doesn't have that. But it's not that he doesn't have anything. Chatzi Shevet Menashe didn't come to ask to go to Eivra Yarden. Shteitin Chazal, Moshe Rabbeinu sent them that they should be the Bnei Torah and Eivra Yarden to keep the Bnei God and Bnei Reuven in line. So it's weiter zel bezach. Yaakov Avinu is teaching up. They're different kaiches. Abes Meitnisha, there is Epis Gewaldig, and this is nothing. Chas v'chalila. They all have different kaiches. And you see later on, V'yishtelzachos. And all these things have their makor in the Sefer, in the second half of the Sefer Yetzirah of Bereishis. Good to know.